crimecanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. Retired RCMP officer William Macher, charged with foreign interference in China-related case. William Macher, a retired Royal Canadian Mounted Police RCMP officer, appeared in a Vancouver court amid allegations of conspiring to assist the Chinese government in a foreign interference plot spanning multiple jurisdictions, including Canada and Hong Kong. Charged under Canada's Security of Information Act, Macher faces accusations of using his intelligence background and networks to benefit China by targeting individuals and assets that fled the country. While denying all wrongdoing and maintaining his innocence, Macher's case highlights growing concerns about foreign interference in Canada and raises important legal questions around jurisdiction and enforcement of national security laws. Details of the charges and allegations. William Macher is charged under the Security of Information Act, marking a significant development in the investigation into foreign interference activities linked to China. Authorities allege that Macher conspired to assist the Chinese government by leveraging his former RCMP intelligence experience and established networks to identify and track individuals and assets that left China. The plot reportedly extended across multiple jurisdictions, including Canada and Hong Kong, underscoring the transnational nature of the case. Background and context. Macher served with the RCMP in various intelligence capacities before retiring. His knowledge of law enforcement practices and contacts within security circles allegedly enabled him to contribute to efforts that contravene Canadian national security interests. The case arises amid increasing concerns about foreign interference by state actors in Canadian affairs, particularly from China, which Canadian officials have described as a complex and evolving threat. Legal proceedings and defense. During his court appearance in Vancouver, Macher pled not guilty to the charges and denied all allegations of wrongdoing. His defense team has emphasized his cooperation and the absence of concrete evidence linking his actions to intentional harm against Canadian sovereignty or individuals. The courtroom proceedings are expected to address challenging legal questions, including jurisdiction over activities occurring partly outside Canadian territory and the applicability of the Security of Information Act to individuals with prior intelligence backgrounds. Implications for national security. This case highlights the delicate balance Canada must maintain between protecting national security and upholding legal standards and rights. It serves as a stark reminder of the sophisticated methods employed by foreign powers to pursue influence and control beyond their borders. Canadian security agencies and policymakers may review and potentially strengthen laws and enforcement strategies in response to such emerging threats. Continued monitoring and updates. The situation remains fluid, with authorities continuing their investigation. Additional charges or developments may arise as more information comes to light. The case has attracted significant media and governmental attention due to its implications for Canada's security framework and international relations with China. The case of William Macher underscores the ongoing challenges Canada faces in addressing foreign interference, particularly from state actors such as China. While Macher maintains his innocence, the legal proceedings will probe complex issues regarding jurisdiction and the enforcement of national security legislation. This situation emphasizes the necessity for vigilant monitoring and potentially enhanced legal frameworks to safeguard Canadian sovereignty. As the investigation continues, further developments are anticipated, highlighting the evolving nature of national security threats in a globalized context.